Welcome to Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen, your weekly dose of international boating, super yachting, and maritime industry news and opinions. French yacht builder Dufour has revealed another new model for 2022. The new yacht is called the Dufour 32 and it follows hot on the heels of the reveal of their all-new Dufour 61 in July. The company calls this yacht a quote-unquote big small boat. It says the yacht is designed to be sporty and innovative and easy to handle, whether with a crew or even single-handed. The Dufour 32 was designed by Felsi Yacht Design and features an overall length of 10.31 meters, a beam of 3.31 meters, and a sail area of 56 square meters. Generally speaking, the yacht features everything you'd expect in a boat this size. It's got a forward cabin in the bow and a main saloon in the center with a small L-shaped galley area. There's seating on both sides of the hull. In the stern, there's a cabin with a large bed that appears to be big enough to sleep too. The big news for this yacht is in the cockpit. The two bench seats can be converted into a big sun pad that can even be optionally covered with a fabric shade. What's also quite interesting is that the transom is actually a removable inflatable door. When you remove it, the door becomes a floating swim platform and it opens up the whole cockpit to the sea. The Dufour 32 will be unveiled to the public at the Grand Pavois Boat Show, which happens next month from the 28th of September to the 3rd of October 2021. The company will have dealers at the show to give you a tour of the models there, which will also include the company's 360, its 390, and its 470. For more information about these or to book a tour, visit Dufour-yachts.com. For the last few months, British luxury yacht builder Sunseeker has been teasing a new super yacht that it's working on called the Sunseeker 100 Yacht. And this week, it finally gave us a CGI video showing off the exciting new model. The brief video shows a boat that is very typically Sunseeker. The design is full of bold geometric patterns and large spans of black tinted glass. The big news is with the yacht's transforming transom door. The tender garage can hold a small rib and a jet ski. When those are out, the garage door can be set to a variety of different positions to suit the owner's needs. You can have it set to create seating at the swim platform or convert it into a large beach club area. Alternatively, it can move up and become a big sun pad extension from the cockpit area on the main deck. According to the company, the yacht will have an overall length of 29.85 meters or 97 feet and a beam of 6.9 meters or 22 feet. It's got a fuel capacity of 12,800 liters, which will give the boat a 1,300 nautical mile range at its cruising speed of 12 knots. Power comes from MTU engines capable of pushing the big yacht to 29 knots, which is very fast for a boat this size. Below deck, there's accommodation for up to 10 guests across 4 cabins and up to 5 crew. The new Sunseeker 100 yacht will debut in the flesh in 2022. We don't yet know the specifics of when or where, but it's likely to be in the first or second quarter in time for the summer boating season. Back in April, I reported on the news that Serena Yachts had unveiled some early renders of a new yacht they were planning called the Serena 68. Well, the company has unveiled a new set of more final looking renders as well as a date at which the new boat will appear in the flesh to the public. Serena says that the 68 is big on space and design details, allowing guests to really spread out and be comfortable whilst still sharing the same space. The company says that it has already sold 20 of these yachts, which is quite impressive considering they all would have been sold on the strength of a design and a few renders. The yard says the 68 is extremely customizable with a bunch of different layout and design detail options available to buyers. The hull was designed by famed designer German Frères, and according to the company, its design will deliver quote world-class range by allowing displacement speeds for extended cruising unquote. The new Serena 68 will make its public debut at the upcoming Cannes Yacht Festival this month, so keep an eye out for that. Well, that's it for this week's shorter episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please remember to give this video a like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. When I'm not researching, writing, and producing these videos, I pay the bills as a marketing copywriter. I've got a passion for the boating and marine industry in general, as you can tell, and I would love to hear from you the next time you need some seaworthy copywriting done. I'm easy to find too. Please reach out to me on either LinkedIn or via my website via the details in the description. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next week.